All right, well, hello, and welcome to the 10th of February. This is the pre-show for what will be Monday's show, you see. It's an encore show. Now, tomorrow morning, very, very bright and early, Monday morning, as you hear this, we're rehearsing again really fucking early. Why the goddamn fucking hell so early? God damn it, I gotta be out of the fucking house by 7 a.m. to get to the goddamn theater. Oh, well, that's life. All right, let me see. Thunder, what's up, honey? Hold on. I'm going to go outside. Go outside. Come on. Oh, the cat wanted to go out. Well, the cat came back. They thought he was a goner. Testing, 1, 2. God damn this fucking goddamn noise. Testing. Testing, 1, 2. Oh, man. All right, man. So, what are we talking about here? Tomorrow the 10th? Yeah.
Tomorrow the 10th? Yes, indeed.
Barbara Burton, what the fuck? Barbara Burton rules late night. What the fuck is this? I don't remember this at all, man. This is probably worth a replay. Let me hear what this is. Well, welcome to today's show, today's encore this Friday. And by the way, if you're a backstage...
Whole gang, you sound like it is.
Let's listen here. Barbara Burton rules late night on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And now it's the Barbara Burton Show. Barbara Burton is on the air with her special guest, filmmaker Chris Norton.
Thank you, Glee Kaufman. Hi, everyone. The Barbara Burton Show. Hey, let's listen now to the Duck Ediger Orchestra.
What the fuck?
And the whole gang. You sound great.
Barbara Burton.
Thank you very much.
I think it might be worth. I think it's worth a replay because, if for no other reason, who the fuck has ever has anybody ever? Maybe the show is so bad nobody talks about it. But Barbara Burton, that, to me, that's worth a replay. All right. All right. So let's do that. How y'all been, man? Okay. Jesus Christ. Let me tell you what. And this is not a comment on Jackie or me or any. It's just. Let me just say this. A long distance relationship is for fucking morons. Fucking morons. It is impossible. It is not possible. Sooner or later, you either get it together and move in with each other, or you fucking say goodbye. You cannot do it indefinitely. What am I looking for here, man? Oh, I'm telling you, man, it's just like fucking drives me fucking crazy half this shit. So guys, listen to the Dickman Bowl. What'd you think? All right, maybe 2004. Here we go. The Dickman Bowl was interesting. The Dickman Bowl, as it evolved, the names got funny. That, to me, that was the best part of the Dickman Bowl. What are we talking about here? 2004? Yeah. We had some great ones, man. Joey Horsedick was a middle linebacker for the LA 10, I think. February. There we go. February 10th. Fuck. Anyway. It's not the way to go, man. Fucking bullshit. Tommy Neal says that Kerry's military record is so distinguished that he shouldn't have to answer anybody's questions. Tony Neal. Austin Market charges women more money for auto repairs because he has to take more time explaining things. That sounds funny. Let's do that one. All right, man. Real good. It's a shit weekend. I had a drink. I say it's a shit weekend. I had a drink. Events are better with friends. I just added the LAFC matches to my calendar this week at Theater West. Okay, my friend Don. God damn it! You know what? I don't have fucking time to do this goddamn fucking thing, man. God damn it! Paste. When I get home, I'll have to do it. February 2004. They want to do a commentary track. All right, I'll have to do that when I get home, man. Tomorrow. So there's that, and then there is what? Did we already... Oh, I see. Barbara Burton, right? Is that what we're doing? Barbara Burton. There it is. And Malcolm Esposito on his consolidation of the Slags' Principles of Abundance. poor Kenny, man. Malcolm Esposito just swooped in and took over everything. He probably thought Malcolm was too stupid to do that. Well, he was wrong, man. All right, man. Okay, man. So anyway, we're very happy that you joined us here for this Monday. I'm trying to get my glasses on. I got a shit pot load of stuff to do this week, like I always fucking do, right? It's okay, man. I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining. It is life. And you just got to play the game. Well, I want to tell you about two things. I want to tell you about our one-man show, which is the world of...